All right, let's dive in. This time, we're headed to Poland. We're going to be looking at recruitment, but through the eyes of Liphouse. They're a Polish recruitment agency. And their presentation, it gives us like a really interesting look at how they do things, but also kind of a snapshot of what's happening in recruitment in Poland right now.
It is pretty fascinating how much you can learn about how business is done in a country just by looking at something specific like, you know, recruitment.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Liphouse starts off by talking about this problem they're seeing. And they say there's a real lack of experienced consultant recruiters in the Polish market, which is a problem they're obviously trying to solve.
Huh. That's interesting. I wonder if that's just Poland or is that something that's like a global trend? I mean, you know, recruitment is often seen as kind of a stepping stone job, not something you do for your whole career. So maybe that leads to a lack of like seasoned people, which could then end up costing companies a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's exactly what Liphouse says, actually.
Mm.
They really emphasize how costly it can be to make, you know, mistakes during the recruitment process. And not just financially, but like in terms of team dynamics and productivity and, you know, even potential legal problems down the line.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect. One bad hire can mess up the whole pond.
Right. Exactly. So their solution to this experience gap is actually pretty interesting. They provide these like specialized consultants. And these consultants, they basically become like a part of the client's HR team. So it's super tailored. They adapt the whole recruitment process based on what the client needs.
So it's kind of like a bespoke suit for your HR department instead of, you know, something off the rack you just grab.
Yeah. And to really understand those needs, they kick off every project with what they call Workshop Zero. It's basically like a deep dive session with the client to really get to know their needs, what the company culture is like. I kind of love that term, Workshop Zero. Makes it sound super official.
It's like laying the foundation, you know, like building a house. You can't start building without knowing what the ground's like.
Totally. Then the next step involves them putting together these interdisciplinary teams, you know, with experts from different fields. And get this, they actually use AI and psychological testing as part of how they evaluate candidates, which seems pretty cutting edge to me.
Oh, yeah. Bringing in people with different expertise is super smart. And AI and psychological testing, that's definitely becoming more and more common in recruitment. I mean, it lets you, like, really use data to get insights you might miss otherwise.
Right. Then they take all the data from those steps, map out the role, and basically create a super detailed profile of who the ideal candidate would be.
It's like detective work, kind of. They're looking for clues, putting together the picture of the perfect candidate.
Yeah. Liphouse, they really stress that their perspective as an outside company, plus the experience of their team, it brings valuable insights that someone inside the company might miss.
Totally. Sometimes you need a fresh set of eyes, you know, to see the whole picture.
Okay, let's talk about how their services actually work.
Mm-hmm.
They have these three tiers of service. Each one is, you know, designed for different levels of recruitment needs.
That makes sense. Makes it so they can work with different kinds of clients and specialize too. I am curious to hear more about those tiers though. What makes each one different?
Well, the first one is focused on what they call mid-level positions, like administrative roles, specialist, technical roles, things like that. And they handle pretty much everything, you know, from creating targeted ads to structured interviews. And they give the client really detailed reports on every candidate.
So it's like a full package deal then, designed for those really important but often overlooked jobs.
Yep, exactly. The next tier, it's more focused on those higher level positions. So managers, directors, those kinds of roles. And that one, they add in things like direct search as a standard feature. And they actually even use industry-specific knowledge tests to really see how much a candidate knows.
Seems like they're acknowledging that as you move up the ladder, the need for, like, specialized knowledge, it really increases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? And then the final tier is for those top-tier positions, CEOs, stuff like that. And their confidentiality becomes a super important part of the process. They do all the things from the previous tiers, but they really emphasize being discreet.
So it's like, they're handling something really valuable, like, you know, precious cargo.
Yeah.
You need a high level of trust when you're dealing with those really important roles.
Right. Now, here's the most interesting part. Liphouse actually works on a success fee basis. So that means they only get paid if they actually place a candidate, which is pretty bold, don't you think?
It is, yeah. It really shows they believe in their process, you know, and it kind of aligns their goals with the client's goals. It's a real partnership.
Yeah. And the pricing, it changes depending on the tier you go with,
yeah,
but it's between 18 and 25% of the candidate's annual salary. and they offer a guaranteed period. So if the placement doesn't work out in a certain amount of time, they'll find a replacement for free.
Wow, that's a great deal. It takes some of the risk away for companies, and it shows Liphouse is really committed to finding the right person.
Totally. Liphouse, they talk a lot about the benefits of their approach. They say they save their clients a ton of time. They say something like 89% of their processes are wrapped up within 2 to 4 weeks. They also talk about how they help avoid those costly hiring mistakes we talked about, and how their consultants really help build a strong team.
Those are some pretty impressive numbers, but I'd be curious to know how those stack up against, you know, the industry average. It'd be great to see if they have any data to back up those claims, like maybe some case studies showing how efficient they are.
Good point. But even beyond just filling the position, it seems like Liphouse is really focused on building these long-term relationships with their clients. Like, they offer all these extra benefits for clients who stick with them. Things like discounts, progress monitoring, access to extra resources like salary reports and industry conferences. And they even offer, get this, discounts on sales and marketing training.
Discounts on sales and marketing training. Now that's interesting. It's like they're saying, hey, we're not just here to find you employees. We want to help you grow your business. They're thinking about the whole picture.
Yeah, it's a pretty holistic view, isn't it?
I wonder if that kind of long-term approach with those extra benefits, if that's becoming more common in recruitment, is Liphouse kind of a pioneer? Or is this a bigger trend we're seeing?
That's a good question. And don't forget, we're also kind of getting a glimpse into Polish business culture here, too. These benefits for loyal clients, it seems like they're pointing to how important it is in Poland to build those strong, lasting relationships in business.
True. It's a good reminder that business really is about relationships. Of course, the actual transactions are important, but having that trust and knowing you both benefit, that's what makes things work in the long run.
Okay, we've covered a lot. Let's take a minute to just recap what we've learned about Liphouse.
All right, so they're tackling the problem of finding experienced recruiters by offering these specialized consultants who basically act like an extension of the client's HR department. They've got this 6-step process designed to really figure out what the client needs, and they use both traditional ways and data-driven insights to find the best people.
Yep, and they have that tiered service model to meet different needs, and they only charge if they're successful, which shows a lot of confidence in what they do. Plus, they go above and beyond with those extra benefits for their loyal clients, which really emphasizes how important long-term relationships are to them.
Liphouse is really positioning themselves as more than just, like, a regular recruitment agency. They're aiming to be a real strategic partner, offering a way more comprehensive and personalized approach to finding talent and helping businesses grow.
Okay, now here's a question to think about. How could Liphouse's approach be used in other industries? Could we see this model of specialized consulting and long-term partnerships become the norm everywhere?
That's a really interesting question. It would be fascinating to see what industries it might work best in and what the good and bad parts of it would be.
And another question I have, and maybe our listeners are thinking about this too, is about all the AI and psychological testing they use. Would you personally feel comfortable with that if you were looking for a new job?
So shifting gears a little bit, Liphouse also talks about what the recruitment scene is like in Poland right now. And they mention how Poland's economy is growing like crazy, which means there's a huge need for skilled people in a lot of different industries.
Makes sense. With all that growth, I bet companies are like desperate to find the people they need to keep up. That probably explains why there's such a big need for experienced recruiters.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And it makes things really interesting in the recruitment market, because now companies aren't just competing to get the best employees, they're also competing to get the people who can find those employees.
That's like a double-edged sword. The growth is good,
yeah,
but it definitely creates new problems.
For sure. And Liphouse also points out that Poland's become a hub for some specific industries like IT and manufacturing, which means you need recruiters who really understand those sectors.
Right. So it's not enough to just find someone with the right skills. You need someone who really knows what's going on in the Polish market.
That's it. And it seems like Liphouse is trying to be the answer to all of that. Like, we know Poland, we've got the experience you need, and we can find you the right people.
It's a good sales pitch. But I'm curious about how recruitment in Poland is different from other places, like in Europe or even globally. Is there anything that really stands out about how they do things there?
Well, one thing that's interesting is that language skills seem to be really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people in business speak English in Poland, But a lot of companies still want people who speak Polish fluently, so that makes things trickier because it limits who you can hire.
Oh yeah, that's true. Having the technical skills is one thing, but you got to be able to communicate. I bet that's tough for international companies trying to move into Poland.
Absolutely, and it shows why it's so important to work with a recruitment agency that gets the language and the culture. Liphouse seems to have figured that out and made it part of their whole approach.
It's like they're bridging the gap between, like, the international companies and the people in Poland. And speaking of bridging gaps, Liphouse also mentioned how popular remote work is becoming in Poland. How's that affecting everything?
Oh, it's definitely changing things up. Remote work is getting more common all over the world, not just Poland. And it means there are new possibilities for companies and job seekers. Companies can hire from anywhere. And people looking for jobs, they have way more flexibility. They can work for someone across the world.
Sounds like everyone wins. But I bet it creates new challenges for recruiters, too.
Oh, for sure. Recruiters have to change how they do things to find and attract remote workers. They need to understand what those workers want and need.
I can imagine stuff like good communication skills and being able to work on your own. Those would be super important if you're working remotely.
Totally. And recruiters need to be able to figure that out, like through online interviews and stuff like that.
Sounds like Liphouse is in a good position to handle all this change. It seems like they're really embracing technology and changing how they do things to keep up with what the market needs.
They're definitely coming across as a very forward-thinking agency. They're not afraid to try new things and change how things have always been done.
It makes you wonder, what other changes are coming to the recruitment world? Like, what's the future of work going to look like? And how are recruiters going to adapt?
Those are great questions. One thing's for sure, recruitment is always changing. As technology keeps getting better and the way we work keeps shifting, recruiters have to be quick on their feet and willing to adapt if they want to stay ahead.
I feel like Liphouse is giving us a sneak peek into that future, you know, with all the new things they're trying and their willingness to embrace new tech and ideas. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. They're not just reacting to what's happening right now. They're actually trying to shape the future of recruitment in Poland.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It's inspiring to see a company that's not only doing well, but also pushing the boundaries of what's possible. I'm excited to see what they do next. But let's get back to the here and now for a second. I want to look at some specific examples of what Liphouse has done. They talked about some case studies in their presentation where they were really successful in different industries.
Yes. It would be great to see how they put all this into practice and what the results were. Let's take a closer look at those case studies.
Okay, so one that caught my eye was this tech company they worked with. Mm-hmm. This company was having a hard time finding experienced software developers. Everyone was trying to hire the same people, so it was really competitive, and they just couldn't find enough qualified candidates.
Yeah, that's something a lot of tech companies struggle with, especially in places like Poland, where the tech industry is booming. There are just not enough skilled developers to meet the demand, so it gets super competitive.
Exactly. So Liphouse came in, and they basically attacked the problem from all angles. They spent time figuring out exactly what the company needed and came up with a super targeted recruitment strategy. They did everything from using online ads and social media to going to industry events and even partnering with universities to find potential candidates.
Sounds like they were really proactive. They didn't just post a job ad and hope for the best. They went out and found the talent the company needed.
They definitely didn't just sit around. They actually went out and found the people. They also had a really strict screening process to make sure only the most qualified people were presented to the company.
I'm curious, what did their screening process look like? Did they just use the traditional stuff like resumes and interviews, or did they use all those data insights and psychological tests we talked about earlier?
They used a mix of both. They had these AI tools that analyze resumes to find people with the right skills and experience. But they also did those behavioral interviews to figure out things like problem solving, communication skills, and whether someone would fit in with the company culture. And yeah, they did use psychological testing too.
Sounds like a good balance between using technology and still having that personal touch. It's good to remember that tech can help with recruitment, but it shouldn't replace people altogether. At the end of the day, it's still about connecting with people and building relationships.
Absolutely. And I think Liphouse gets that. It's not just about algorithms and numbers for them. It's about finding the right fit for both the company and the candidate.
So what happened with that tech company? Were they able to fill those open positions?
They were. They actually did even better than the company expected. They filled all the software developer jobs in a really short amount of time. The company was really happy with the people they hired.
That's impressive. It sounds like Liphouse did what they said they would do, providing efficient and effective recruitment. Did they give any hard numbers about their success rate?
Yeah, they say they have a success rate of over 90% when it comes to filling jobs within the time they agree on with the client. They also track things like how long it takes to hire someone, how satisfied the candidates are, and how many clients stick with them. All good signs.
It's good to see numbers backing up what they say. It makes them seem more believable and transparent.
Another case study I thought was really interesting involved a manufacturing company that was trying to expand into a new part of Poland. They needed to build a whole new team from scratch, which was tricky because it was a pretty rural area. Finding skilled workers there was going to be a challenge.
That sounds like a big project.
Yeah.
Moving into a new area always comes with its own set of problems, especially when you need to find talented people. You never know if you'll be able to find enough skilled workers in a new place.
Exactly. So Liphouse took a very strategic approach. They did a lot of research on the local job market, figured out where they might find the right people, and made a plan that considered the specific needs of that region.
It's good that they didn't just assume their usual ways would work in a totally different place. They really took the time to understand the local situation.
Yeah, they definitely did their homework. They also didn't limit themselves to just the traditional ways of finding people. They actually teamed up with local schools and training programs to find promising candidates. They even offered to help people move to the area to attract talent from other parts of Poland.
Wow, that's thinking outside the box. It shows they're really dedicated to finding solutions even when things are tough.
So did they manage to help the manufacturing company build their new team?
Sounds like they did. Liphouse says they were able to staff that new factory with a really skilled and motivated group of people, and the company was able to open on time and meet their goals.
It's really inspiring to hear those success stories. It's clear that Liphouse is making a real difference for companies in Poland, helping them find the people they need to succeed in such a competitive market that's always changing.
They're doing more than just filling jobs. They're helping companies build their future. And they're doing it with a mix of knowledge, innovation, and a deep understanding of the Polish market.
It's safe to say Liphouse is definitely a company to keep an eye on. They're setting a new standard for recruitment in Poland, and I think their approach could have a big impact on the whole industry, even beyond Poland's borders.
I agree. They're a great example of how a recruitment doesn't have to be just about filling a position. It can be a true partnership that helps companies grow and be more innovative.
I think we've covered all the main points of Liphouse's presentation. But before we finish this deep dive, I want to go back to something we talked about earlier, the AI and psychological testing in recruitment.
Yeah, that's definitely something we should talk more about. It's amazing how technology is changing recruitment, but there are some important ethical questions that come with it.
Exactly. These tools can definitely make recruitment more efficient and effective, but we need to be careful about the downsides and make sure they're being used responsibly and ethically.
One of the big worries is about bias. AI algorithms learn from data, and if that data already has biases in it, then the algorithms will probably have those same biases when they're used to make hiring decisions.
That makes sense. Like, if an AI system learns from data that shows that men have always been preferred in a certain job, it might automatically screen out qualified women, even if they're the best fit.
Yeah, exactly. So it's super important to be aware of that and to try to fix those biases. We need to be careful about the data used to train those systems, check them regularly for bias, and make sure humans are still involved in making the final decisions.
Another concern is about privacy. Psychological tests can collect a lot of personal information about people. It's super important to make sure that data is handled safely and ethically, and that people know how their information is being used.
Transparency is key. People should know exactly what information is being collected, how it's going to be used, and how long it will be kept. They should also be able to see their data and correct it if something's wrong.
It's also good to remember that AI and psychological testing are just tools, you know? They could be helpful, but they shouldn't completely replace human judgment. Recruiters need to be able to understand what the data from those tools means and make good decisions based on a whole picture of each candidate.
Couldn't agree more. Technology can help with recruitment, but it shouldn't take away the human element. In the end, recruitment is all about connecting people with opportunities and helping them reach their full potential.
You said it. I think it's really important to talk about these things and to think critically about how we use AI and psychological testing in recruitment. We need to make sure it's being done ethically.
For sure. As this technology gets more advanced, the ethical questions are just going to become more important.
So what can our listeners do if they're worried about these tools being used when they're applying for jobs?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. If you're asked to do a psychological test, or if you know they're using AI to screen applicants, ask about why they're using it, how it works, and how they protect your data.
That's great advice. It's important to be informed and to stand up for your own privacy and fairness.
And remember, you always have the right to say no to any kind of assessment if you're not comfortable with it.
That's a really good point. You have the right to control how your data is used and to protect your privacy.
That's right. Like with any new technology, there are good things and bad things about using AI and psychological testing for recruitment. It's up to all of us to have thoughtful conversations and make sure these tools are used responsibly and ethically.
Well said. It's complicated, but it's something we need to deal with directly as the world of work keeps changing.
I agree. This conversation is just getting started, and it's going to continue to shape how we work in the future.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive into Polish recruitment through the eyes of Liphouse. We've learned a lot about how they do things, the challenges and opportunities in the Polish market, and the big trends that are shaping the whole industry.
It's a good reminder that even in something familiar like recruitment, there's always something new to learn.
And who knows? Maybe Liphouse's approach will inspire other companies to change how they recruit and build relationships with clients in other industries too.
It's definitely worth thinking about. They've shown that it's possible to combine innovation, expertise, and a focus on people to create a recruiting experience that works for both companies and job seekers.
Okay, well, that's a wrap for our deep dive into the world of Polish recruitment. Hope you found it useful and interesting.
It was great joining you on this exploration. Always fun to think about new ideas and share them with our listeners.
And to our amazing listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one. It really has been fascinating. What do you think is like the biggest takeaway from all of this?
I think for me, it's how Liphouse has really managed to understand the Polish market, but they're also like super forward thinking about recruitment. They're not afraid to try new technology and ideas, but they still get how important it is to like connect with people and build real relationships.
Yeah, totally. And I love how dedicated they are to those long-term partnerships with their clients. It shows that they're not just trying to make a quick buck. They actually care about their client's success.
It makes you wonder if this whole approach could work in other industries, too. Could we start seeing this more collaborative, holistic way of doing things in other sectors?
That's a great question for our listeners to think about. What do you think out there? Are there any industries where this would work especially well?
Here's another question for you all. Would you be more open to working with a recruiter if they only got paid if they actually found you a job, like Liphouse does with that success fee thing? Does that make you feel more confident and trusting, or does it make you worry about, like, shady stuff happening?
I think it really depends on the person. You know, some people might see it as, like, a guarantee of quality, while others might worry about the recruiter pushing them into something they don't really want.
It's something to think about, for sure. Yeah. It's all about finding the right fit, not just for the job itself, but for how you want to manage your career.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that's a perfect place to wrap things up. Finding the right fit is crucial, whether it's for a job, a recruitment agency, or even, you know, a podcast.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We hope this deep dive has given you some useful insights and things to think about.
And remember, everyone, never stop learning. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep into the things that interest you.
Until next time, stay curious.
And thanks for joining us on the deep dive.